Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Utah man has been charged with sexual assault and kidnapping after authorities say he hammered a tool resembling an ice pick through another man's penis during an argument.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right, so how is the penis out and hammerable?
Oh, I'll explain this. All right. 45-year-old Jason D. Maughan is scheduled to make a court appearance in Salt Lake City. Documents show that Maughan is accused of putting a gun to the victim's head and handcuffing him to a chair.
Well,
Steve,
there
this
you
is
go.
Right out of The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Oh, my God.
The victim told police that he was given a choice of being killed in the desert or having a nail driven into his penis.
Oh, my.
How about I eat a cookie with something in it that I don't know what it is?
Yeah. He says he went to the hospital the next day for treatment after Maughan took the handcuffs off.
Jeez.
The charging document describes the case as domestic violence and says the men lived together but does not explain their exact relationship.
Mm.
He is currently being held.
I'm guessing one was a submissive.
At the South Lake County Jail. Yeah.
That's horrible.
One was a psycho, that's for sure. A Florida couple's dream African getaway, Kathy, turned into a nightmare when a protective hippopotamus mother attacked their canoe, leaving the 37-year-old woman in critical condition.
Oh, wow, yeah. They can be nasty.
They are. I think they're the deadliest land animals, correct, Preston?
Yeah, they are, Steve, in Africa. Kristen and Ryan Yaldor decided to celebrate Kristen's birthday in South Africa and Zimbabwe and decided to take a canoe trip near Victoria Falls. As the couple paddled down the Zambezi River, their canoe unknowingly came close to a hippopotamus and her young calf. The mother hippo reacted by swimming under the canoe and flipping it, leaving Ryan and Kristen helpless in the water. Ryan was able to safely swim to a nearby island, but Kristen was dragged underwater as the hippo chomped on her leg and broke her femur.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She is amazingly lucky.
Well, she's still in critical condition.
Yeah.
They said they had these incisors, you know, went into her leg.
Oh, my God.
Had it hit her femoral artery, she would have been dead.
Because they usually just kill you flat out.
Yeah, she was able to escape, but had to wait an hour for medical help. She was finally brought to a hospital in South Africa 13 hours later, so she's in bad shape.
But for the brief period of time when I was looking to go to South Africa, that Victoria Falls was one of the locations I wanted to go to. It's supposed to be beautiful. And the girl that, the singer, I forget her name, I think, is it Kim, who did the Jackie Bam Bam song? And
Kim Graff.
Yeah, she was supposed to go there on her honeymoon. I'm not sure if she went or not, but she was supposed to go to that Victoria Falls.
Well,
yeah.
There's footage, and it'll scare the crap out of you. We're looking at it right now of a hippo, a pissed off hippo.
Oh, my God.
Trailing a boat.
Yeah, a motorboat.
Huge.
They look so cute, though.
Right?
When you see the enormity of that maw.
Yeah. I mean, they can eat you alive. It's crazy.
And remember that picture from years ago of Marissa next to the hippo at the Adventure Aquarium?
Yes.
The mouth is so huge.
It's massive.
Marissa
is
not the hippo.
Yes.
she can put her fist in her mouth.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
that's
not,
why around noon every day we feed Marissa some bok choy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, with all her the problems she's having with the surgery and all that.
Oh my God.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow, we'll monitor this and see how this woman pulls out of it. Picking the perfect first aid activity can be tricky. You want to do something fun, which is going to allow you to get to know the person, but something that won't be too awkward if you don't hit it off. So when one woman's Tinder date said that he had a surprise planned for their first meeting, she was very excited. When he told her to wear a black dress, she thought, oh, this is a romantic treat. But it actually turned into be his grandmother's funeral.
He needed a date for his grandmother's funeral?
Yeah, they were gonna chuck bum-bum in the gum-gum in the clay, and he needed a date. He didn't tell her where they were going until they pulled up at the crematorium, and she felt that it was then too late to leave.
This must be an escape room.
So instead, she sat through the entire service and held his hand when he got upset.
All right, when are they going to come out and say surprise?
The mortified woman shared the story with a friend who then shared screen grabs of the bizarre conversation on social media.
So people obviously are coming up. How did he answer, and who's this, you know?
Even though she wanted to leave, the woman felt that she would look bad if she did so and stayed for the service. But she didn't make it to the wake. She demanded the man take her home as soon as they left the crematorium.
Oh, my God.
Didn't go very well. A woman shot her adult son Monday afternoon after he pulled out a samurai sword during an argument. The mother and her 21-year-old son were fighting. They were arguing over something. So She shot him in the leg after he pulled out a samurai sword during
the
argument.
What did I tell you about your sword?
Yeah. The son was taken with minor injuries to the hospital. The mother, who has not been identified, will probably not face charges. She was defending herself.
She was being attacked. Yeah. But in most families, isn't it the mother that has the samurai sword?
It's usually the other way around, yeah. Yes. The shooting occurred across the street from a middle school. It's not clear if students were placed on lockdown and police were notified. We're not notified of one.
We have a samurai sword.
We do. We have a couple of them.
A couple of them, yeah.
And we'll do one more story, and let's go with this one. Two dozen workers at an Amazon fulfillment center in New Jersey were taken to hospitals Wednesday after a machine punctured an aerosol canister of bear repellent, causing it to discharge toxic fumes inside the building.
And here's the best part. I was the one that placed the order.
Employees reported experiencing difficulty breathing and burning sensation in their eyes and throat. Emergency personnel responded to a morning 911 call that 54 workers at the fulfillment center were experiencing symptoms. So a lot of people got sick. 24 of them were taken to a local hospital, including one in critical condition.
Wow. So the potency of, you have to assume that that's like pepper spray times 100.
Yeah, it's got to be terrifying for people who don't really know what's going on right yes. away. In fact, there was a tweet alert from like Fox 29 News, and you know Kevin Reardon, lockdown
yes,
here.
Yeah,
he works at an Amazon in New Jersey. So
does he? All right.
So I texted him. I go, "Yo, dude, what's going on?" Because there was no real. I mean, obviously we know what happened now, but you know, earlier on in the situation, we didn't know.
A recently fired bear showed up.
Bear repellent spray is similar to a can of pepper spray, and it is intended to deter an aggressive or charging bear. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommends bear repellent spray as both safer and more effective than a firearm. In fending off bear attacks, by the way.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
A warning has been sent out to parents of a young girl who unknowingly took home a deadly marine animal that was hiding in a shell on a Western Australian beach. After a day of playing on Coogie Beach, the girl collected some shells to take home. As her aunt was washing them, she discovered a blue-ringed octopus was hiding in one of the shells.
Wow.
Incredibly lethal.
Yes, you're right, Steve. Coogie Beach Surf Life.
What did I tell you about Coogie Beach?
Savings Club uploaded photos of the dangerous creature to Facebook as a warning to parents to keep an eye out for what their kids are doing at the beach. They said they look beautiful, but the bite can be deadly.
No one should go to Coogie Beach.
By the way, isn't that what Kyle Echo called Kathy Romano? Coogie Romano?
I went to Coogie Beach once. I almost died. Would you having your kids go to Coogie Beach?
They said they look beautiful, but
even the fudgy wudgy balls will kill you.
Blue ringed octopuses are highly venomous species and are usually found in tide pools and coral reefs.
Jesus.
The octopus gets its name from the circular iridescent blue markings, which are usually only displayed when the animal feels threatened and is about to release its poison. The chemical the octopus releases, which is called
the full moon of the Australian summer. The children play with the deadliest creatures on the beach. And the name of that beach is
Coogie.
The chemical it releases is a tetrodotoxin and aims to paralyze.
Are you allergic to that?
It's target, most likely.
Yeah.
Only two deaths are known to have occurred from a blue-ringed octopus bite in Australia.
Well, because everyone decides not to touch them.
But many people have come close to dying. It's made them sick.
Sorry, sorry. Special on the various levels of... it was actually about antitoxins and about the way you fight these things. Yep. And you know, needless to say, Australia has a huge... a wealth of those things, but the antitoxin for this particular creature is so scarce that probably best not to play with them.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a somewhat local story. A Pennsylvania man named John Anson said that he was surprised to get a call from Hershey Park saying that workers found a wallet that he lost on a roller coaster 4 years ago.
Wow.
And he said the wallet became a family joke after it fell out of his pocket on the Skyrush roller coaster in 2014. Was that the year it opened? That was 4 years ago.
It might have been during one of our broadcasts.
It may have been during our broadcast. Anson added that he and his wife were shocked to hear a maintenance crew had found the wallet, which still had all of its content intact, but it was moldy and dusty. And they got it back to him, which is pretty cool. A hotel guest is suing Hilton Worldwide for $100 million, claiming she was unknowingly filmed showering at a Hampton Inn and Suites in Albany, New York in 2015, and then blackmailed by the perv who took the footage. The lawsuit filed.
You missed a spot.
The lawsuit filed in Virginia. Listen how freaky this is.
Yeah.
Where the Hilton Worldwide is based claims that the woman initially had no knowledge of her that her privacy was invaded until September of this year, when the self-described perv reached out and informed her of his actions. The woman from Chicago received an email from the blackmailer containing a link of the footage that had been posted on a pornographic website. Her name was also shared on the site. The next day, the blackmailer followed up with more personal information, including a reason for being in New York, which was to take the bar exam. He wrote, "I'm a perv. I don't hurt anyone. I like to watch. No need to worry about me. I just like to watch, and then I move on to the next." The blackmailer later asked the woman in a separate email to promise me my own show, or else the videos would remain on the internet and get copied on every website. He later threatened to distribute the videos and her personal information if she didn't respond by the end of the day, a threat that the blackmailer followed through on October 11th. This is this year this is happening.
Jeez.
So the video was taken in 2015.
That is horrible.
The blackmailer continued to torment the woman throughout the rest of the month, at times calling her a whore and a bitch.
He's a pervert, and he's calling her a whore and a bitch.
Yeah, the emailer also began sending the footage to her coworkers, and eventually asking that she begin sending $1,000 for the next year, along with $2,000 up front, presumably to stop the distribution. The woman's lawyer said that he believes the blackmailer to be an employee of the hotel based on the suspect's knowledge of his client's personal information. However, the suspect's exact identity has not been determined. They don't know who it is yet.
Oh, I hope they get him.
They also said that the lawyer said he believes the hotel room was used repeatedly to film people over an extended period, and says that he is aware of at least one other secretly filmed video guest. Film video showing a different guest in that same room. So, wow.
I wonder what her coworkers did. I hope they showed, you know, solidarity and didn't.
Yeah. But she's suing for $100 million. All right. One last story. Can I do one last story?
Yep.
All right. A driver is counting the cost of a very expensive McDonald's after his car was seized when he was caught speeding. The motorist told officers that he was concerned that his food might get cold after he overtook an unmarked police car on a single track road in the UK. However, after the details were checked, it was found that the it wasn't insured, so his car was seized. The car was found to be uninsured. I already said that. A spokesman
did he have insurance?
For the police said, "It's been a positive night shift on the beat. This vehicle driver decided to overtake our officers in an unmarked vehicle at excessive speeds, putting everyone's life at risk, all because he didn't want his McDonald's to get cold. It just so happened that this vehicle wasn't insured either. It's safe to say the driver wasn't loving it."
Don't they waive insurance if you're trying to keep your food hot?
They might.
Yeah.
I've never really checked into that particular detail.
I think in London they do.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.